Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, open mic. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Inner Sight, live around the world, the program where you can pick your own subject, talk about whatever you want, keep it clean, otherwise you get the boot. And I got my cowboy boots right here, ready to boot anybody right off if they get start talking dirty and disrespectful. All right, Inner Sight, and the last couple of nights I've been hearing on the news. I listen to the business news. It's the only thing I can get on the phone. I'm not a radio person. I used to be. I'm not a television person, even though I'm on television. Oh, by the way, yeah. Thursday night, 9:30, Channel 20, rerun till we can get back in there. Wednesday, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit, but they haven't been on the internet lately because they're building the new studio and they stopped streaming, but that's going to come back soon. All right, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. So those are the two times when you can catch us on TV on a rerun, and we apologize for repeats, but we haven't been able to get in the studio. We plan to make up for that. Inner Sight, open mic, the phone's open a little bit. And, as I started to say, last couple of nights, listening to the news, hearing that this doctor at the White House, Fauci, excuse me, doctor, Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, who keeps saying that the pandemic is still on. Now, I don't know what that's the headline. I don't know what the complete story is carrying, but if the pandemic is still on, then he should call for more stimulus. Isn't that part of to help people during a pandemic? I mean, we got it before. So, anybody out there, if you want to look up CNBC, put in Fauci's name and explore what he's talking about, with that pandemic still being ongoing. I'd like to know if he includes anything about the stimulus, because a lot of people can use it and help. All right, open mic brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue, 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and their email, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. So check them out, the Akita, very, very intelligent dog with a lot of stamina, very loyal. All right. So Big East Taquito Rescue, 609-388-7004. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, call my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And just tell them you need the food. You don't have to go into a big excuse why or reason why. 631-484-3084. Nobody starves on Long Island. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the children that have perished at the hands of evildoers. and we remember them fondly, and we remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. And how about all the children torn apart from their family, and even some of them dead in the Ukraine? You know, adults ought to be more responsible. I mean, if adults are going to fight and kill each other, protect the children before you do anything like that. So there you have it. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight told you that. And we're brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. If you want to stay in shape and have some fun, call my buddy Devin Fernandez at the Third Eye Insight. And I, at the moment, have misplaced my notes here with Devin's number, so I'll have to dig it up for you. We'll get it for you. Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez. All right, 631-445-3464. 445-3464. 631, and tell them you heard about it right here on Inner Sight, where I want to say hello to my dear friends Tom and Michelle from Shelby's Kitchen. Yeah, you get some great food over there, Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport. Just think of my dog's name, Charabelle. Bellport, New York. 124 South Country Road, I believe it is. Bellport. Tom and Michelle, Shelby's Kitchen. And if you go over there, you'll undoubtedly see a picture of, maybe several pictures of Milton, the guide dog, who was killed at the guide dog school back in July. We urge people to call the district attorney, Suffolk County. The gentleman's name is Spencer Mendez. And push for severe, more severe punishment of Milton's killers. District Attorney Mendez, 631-853-4104. 853-4104. That's Mendez's number. Help us advocate for more severe punishment, killing of a guide dog. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And we're brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. I want to thank Jose Delgado for his support. All our friends over there at SILO. And if you'd like to help us turn nursing homes into accessible housing, we have a special number for that. 487. 631-487-2038. Once again, 631-487-2038. Give us a call. We'll explain how you can volunteer your time and even make a little money. And we're trying to clear up the petition on that. So bear with us. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. So if you need any help or advice or something going on with the disabled, or even if you're not disabled, give us a call. Hope you saw our tweet out there asking people to donate to Intersight. And we featured the idea of turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. All the money that would be available if that were to happen could be used to help everyone, not only the disabled, but everyone. All right? So check us out on Twitter and help us reach our goal of turning nursing homes into accessible housing. Hey, you're listening to Inner Sight Open Mic live on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by my good friends David and Audra Ross, attorneys, New York City, 212-425-1020, 425-1020. Some of the finest negligent lawyers in the world. So if you hope you don't have that kind of a problem or injured that way, but if you do, give Dave and Audra a call. 212-425-1020. And our deepest condolences for Dave's mom, who passed away a couple of years ago in one of the so-called better hospitals, where they took advantage of her because she was blind. Happens every day of the week. The law is not strong enough. It should be. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Hopefully we'll get our engineer in here and try to get the phones open, where you can call in and talk about whatever you want. You know, the thing that really bothers me a lot is that this is a great, great show, Inner Sight, because nobody else does a program like this. I'll give you two quick examples. There isn't one agency that you can go to that will help you if, you know, you're trying to keep your loved one out of the nursing home. All right, in order to get some help along those lines, you got to meet certain criteria and all this stuff. I'm talking about the people who are trying to help, the people who are keeping their loved ones out of the nursing home, spending their own money and resources. There's not one agency that you can go to that will put up money to help you do that. I wish Inner Sight could do it. We don't have the money. I'm ashamed to tell you what we got in the bank right now. But anyway, people need to do more. You know, it's great you listen to the show. We have 117,000 plus listeners, and we appreciate it. But just listening is not going to get the job done. Nobody wants to go to a nursing home. We don't get paid for this. We're not doing it because we draw a nice big salary. We're doing it because we don't believe in nursing homes. We don't believe that people should lose their home and be forced into a horrible place full of germs and strangers who many, many times leave you neglected. So we need more people to stand up and help. Today's supposed to be donation day. I don't know who came up with that, but as far as I know, we haven't gotten one donation out of it yet. Now, people who donate money to all these agencies, not one of them is set up in any way to get rid of these nursing homes. Not one of them is doing anything about the death of Milton, the guide dog, who was killed at the guide dog school last July. We're trying to honor Milton. We're setting up a whole package for Milton. One of the foremost publicists in the world has donated his time in putting together that package, Ira Tucker. And we intend to honor Milton to get the message out there that people who abuse and kill guide dogs should not be let free. There should be a more severe law. So you won't find any other agency that I know of that's helping us with that. So I'd like to see people do a lot more than just be a number on our show. You know, we need people to help us raise money. We need volunteers to spread the word. We need someone to help us with our website. We can put things up there. Call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Be happy to talk to you about the help that you can give. Because it's not going to change unless people change it. That's why this show is on the air. We're trying to change it. We're trying to make it so not one person has to have apprehension about going into a nursing home and they'll be able to know and feel secure that they can stay in their own home, and the government and the agencies will have to help them to stay in their own home. Take that whole nursing home thing and turn it around. Put the money where the person is, in their own home. So there you have it. We need people to get behind it and do something. We appreciate you listening, but it's going to take a lot more than just listening to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. All right, we don't have an engineer. I don't know where she is. If you want to be on the air, call the Inner Sight number, and we'll retrieve your number and call you back. 631-224-3090 is the Inner Sight number. And we usually get Louis Rivera on it, who's one of our stars of the Friday Night Funnies. And this week we'll have Jimmy Dinigan, who will have going to tell you the story about the drunken dog. Yeah. A humorous little story that happened to me when I was younger. Oh boy, it's about time.
Yeah, it's been an interesting night, to say the least. It was started with the day, and now it's interesting night. It's all about my damn home care and how they're not coming to see me right now. Or it's going to be December 1st before I get a freaking person, and I got really pissed off.
So I wouldn't even talk to him. I told you, get the hearing aid.
I didn't. But what do you want me? What do you want me to do? I can't. You know, I need the services. How
get
do you
the
deal
hearing
with something
aid.
Like that? Yeah.
That's my advice. Get the hearing aid and send a text to Michelle Charlesworth.
Yeah.
Tell her what's going on. Tell her you have a hearing aid.
Yeah, I will.
Ask her if
it's
she
just
could
that they
call
didn't give me
there.
The damn number for the fair hearing. I how the hell am I going to get it?
Oh, come on. You call Medicaid and you get the number.
Yeah, well, I will, I guess. I have to do
you
that in the morning.
Stop being
anyway.
Afraid of all these things.
Oh, I'm not afraid of them. I'm not even close to afraid. But the thing is bothering me more than anything, and I'm going to be saying things that I don't feel like confident about.
They're breaking the law.
They certainly
You're
are.
Entitled to an aid by law.
Yes, I am.
So you got to get a hearing.
Yeah,
you got to tell the, you got to tell the judge that this has happened before.
It's the second time.
You know.
Yeah.
So there should be some kind of a penalty.
I don't know. I could only try, you know.
Well, you got to look up the law.
Yeah, definitely.
It's under the social service
yeah,
law.
if you're deemed able to, not able to work or not able to do certain things, they're supposed to provide you with an aide and they'll help you.
Yeah, they know you're eligible. They've been knowing it for years.
Yeah.
You know, they're negligent.
Well, yeah. Well, I think blind and hearing impaired and all of that should really be taken care of, you know?
Well, the point is the government should make up for what we don't have.
Oh, I agree with that.
That's why people should have AIDS.
But I was getting frustrated today. I felt like all I wanted to do was curse the person out, but that wasn't going to do any, you know, help me any. If it did, then I would have done it the whole day and night. It just gave me a headache, that's all. A real bad one.
I wouldn't even address them at this point. I'd tell them, talk to
them. Oh, no, I'm
going to
make sure that they... I just wanted them to know that I was not happy, you know?
Anyway, anybody out there who's having this trouble,
yeah,
you know, get a hearing date. Call us.
Yeah.
We'll help you promote it in the news.
Oh, yeah. That's what you have to do with these people.
People have
to
do things. If you don't do anything, they eat you up and spit you out.
That's the truth. I've come to see that over the last few days. They really
do. You can't
do.
Let
they
them
chew
get
you
away
up
with
your...
This is
yeah,
your life.
Do.
This is your mobility. This is your way of getting
moving
things done.
Oh, yeah. And they just keep eating you up, keep hurting you.
And we're not equal because they interfered with anybody else's way of getting things done, their ass would be in jail.
Yeah.
You can't stop somebody from getting things done as long as they're not doing anything illegal.
That's right.
Against the law.
Yeah.
You could be arrested for that.
Yeah, but we more than them.
Why aren't these damn people
arrested? Yeah, that's true. But I think we more than them can easily be arrested because we are disabled. Don't think I'm crazy, but it's the truth. I feel that. I feel that, you know, any time I deal with any of these idiots, that all they're doing is just, you know, taking notes and wanting to
their
make sure
bottom
that they...
line is you can go to a nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
their thinking in all of this.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why they don't give a damn.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, you would think that people who are also experiencing the same thing as you would have some camaraderie. And that doesn't happen.
Not
you know?
All the time.
No, I know. And I'm just looking
Not
at,
all the time.
You know, yeah. I'm looking at the whole situation and I'm like, holy cow.
So don't let them get away with it. What little law we have, we got to use it.
We'll use it. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But I tell you, they gave me a run for my money all day, and that's how I got the headache, you know. That's one thing I probably shouldn't have done is, you know, got myself all upset. But I couldn't help it. I wanted to curse them out.
Get the hearing date, and let's work it that way.
Yeah, I got to find the hearing date now.
Get the hearing date. Maybe we could find other people who have
yeah,
the similar problem.
Right. It's real easy to have this problem too. They usually say, "Oh yeah, you didn't fill out all the paperwork." How could I fill out all the paperwork when it's just so hard to see? I mean, I don't get that. If they were to have to deal with that situation, they won't be happy. Believe me, they won't. And yet they throw that towards me. And why is there somebody at the door now? Ugh, sorry.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and pick your own subject. Anybody on the line?
No, not at the moment.
All right. So let's see. Tomorrow night's our nursing home show. Thursday, we're waiting to see if Tom and Michelle would be able to be on the program. So we'll let you know.
Oh, goodness.
Hopefully we'll get an update on what's happening with
the guide dog.
People who killed Milton.
That was disgusting. I mean, really.
Thursday night.
What that makes him so proud and that they killed a dog? That was horrible. Really. I mean, I could not even think of doing that. Seriously. I have no ill feelings about dogs or even just the way in which they did it was so conniving and it bothers me.
Well, when I talk to people about it, they're so shocked, you know.
I know.
And some people say, well, I'm not surprised. I've heard a lot of strange and bad things about those schools, you know.
Wow.
So
that's saying pretty steeply.
Getting out
there. Yeah, I know.
You know. But
the best part is when they ask for money from you after they just denied you. Or, you know, it's like they know that that's going to help you.
On air.
I'm sorry.
0 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds, 0 hours.
Jesus, what, my phone wants to talk now? I'm sorry.
I think that their donors should contribute to a day for Milton. You know, instead of giving all that money to the school right now.
Right, exactly.
You want to do something good. You want to help straighten this out. You want to help regulate these schools. Donate money for a day for Milton.
That's right.
It'll go into a fund labeled such. You know, for little, for getting posters made up and transportation maybe for some people. Whatever we need.
Yep.
To bring about that day. Ira Tucker is donating his time to package the day. So I think any of the people who feel like they want to do something, put up a donation for a day for Milton. You can do it through our website on PayPal. Small or large, whatever you can do. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's divided down from $5 to $50. And then if you want to say, for example, do two things of $50, if some people have more money than others, they could just donate two $50s instead of $100. I just left it small like that because it just wouldn't work on our website when I first had it going. And then when I got it to work, I was like, yeah, that's what it's going to be. You know.
Well, whatever amount you want to donate. You know, that's what I would recommend. Those who want to donate for guide dogs, donate money for a day for Milton, because Milton deserves
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. And we're working to make sure that he gets a day.
Oh, I hope so. I really do. You know, that dog really didn't deserve to die the way he
All
did.
Right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. Anybody with an idea on a theme for our show tomorrow, a nursing home theme, give us a call. Tell us what your idea is. We'd be happy to hear it. We haven't picked a theme yet. But I'm sure that we'll think of one. 829 New York, Inner Sight open mic. And we may get Louis Rivera on the line.
You could guarantee
shortly.
That. You could definitely guarantee that.
If he remembers. Sometimes Lou forgets.
Or he just sleeps.
Or he's busy doing something else, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, inner sight. And, you know, our saying inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Well, that's the whole reason why we do this show.
Right.
To bring about more freedom for people. To bring about the basic freedoms that millions of us don't have. When you have to live your life, you're disabled, you're in and out of hospitals, and every time you go into a hospital, you're met with the threat of a stupid-ass nursing home. That's not freedom. Freedom would be that the hospital would insist that we're going to do whatever we can to help you, and then you're going back home. That would be freedom.
Yes, that would be, because that's what everybody else does.
That's basic freedom. But not when you're disabled.
That's right.
Right away they want to throw this crap at you with, you go for this rehab. Yeah, rehab. And through the next door is a horror place.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not freedom. Not in my mind.
No, it isn't. And then people who have recently become disabled, they're shocked at what, you know, everybody has to go through, including themselves. And they just are afraid and shocked. To me, I just tell them, I'm not surprised. I can't be surprised anymore, you know?
When you're in a hospital, and you know you're going to be there for a while, you know, the most important thing, one of the most important things, is to make sure you keep your apartment or your home.
That's right. Pay it.
So you can go back to that. See?
That's
now,
right.
Now, anybody in the hospital or anybody who knows anybody having trouble doing that, call us. We'll try to help.
That happened with my aunt after her car accident. They wanted to immediately put her in a nursing home, and I said no. Okay, I said, if you want to give her rehabilitation, you give her rehabilitation in an acute care facility. You don't give her rehabilitation in a nursing home, because as soon as she's, you know, not able to finish it or able to finish it for that matter, and she would like to go back home, you're going to immediately swipe her home away. No, you're not doing it that way. You're sending her to a regular rehab. They don't like when people say that at all, because now they can't make their extra money.
Who wants to be affiliated with these damn nursing homes?
Exactly. Exactly my point.
Contradictory to getting well.
It sure is.
So, one of the main things is, as I just said, to keep your home.
Yeah.
Your apartment.
Very important.
And if you have any trouble doing that, nobody will help you, call us. Now, why won't the damn agencies, when a person's in the hospital, you know, I don't know of one agency. We don't have the money to do it. I wish we did. I don't know of one agency that would help that person keep their home.
If there was, they should be working on it right now.
And fundraise, you know, and they could make some money on it.
Yes, they can.
From the agency.
Yep.
Even the independent living centers can't do that.
The independent living centers are stuck with all the things that they get from the state and stuff like that, so they cannot do.
Yeah, they're under contract.
Yes,
they
are.
Told what to do. They can't help a person who's in the hospital to make sure that their rent is paid. They're going to keep their home.
Yeah, right.
They can't do that.
I wish they could with me. I would do that.
They should
you
be
know.
Able to do that.
Yeah, they should. You have
if
to be
able
to pay
is in danger of losing the. If a person is in danger of losing their home when they're in a hospital, you know, or even in a damn nursing home, for that matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Agencies should step in and help them keep it.
That's right.
We've offered more than once.
Oh, yeah.
Even though we don't have the money. I told one woman, I said, why don't you sign your house over to InnerSight? We'll save it for you.
Oh, yeah.
You
know? I know that for a fact.
You know the good old days when people made deals on handshakes?
Oh, yeah.
That's
and they put our hands. That is us, yeah. Very much.
We don't need no damn written contract.
Nope. It's just a
we
handshake.
Give you our word, we're going to
we
keep
give
it.
You. That's right. I've seen it happen more than once.
So.
You know, that I believe everything that is going on. I've seen it more than once. You know, with you
this system,
helping people.
Yeah, this system is not set up to help the disabled stay out of a nursing home.
Or
it's
help
set up
succeed.
To drive you into a damn nursing home.
That's right. Yep, that's 100%
because if it
right.
were set up to keep you out, all these mm-hmm. independent living centers that get money would be doing that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they can't.
That's right.
What do they get on the... they get millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I'm sure they
you
get
know?
That. You know, because a lot of times it's slipped out of the bag, if you know what I mean. That's another old statement, meaning that these people knew what was going on and just let it happen. That bothers me, too. You let things happen like that.
Wait
you
a minute.
Let...
I don't understand what you just said. What people knew what's going on?
The people who worked for the facility, but they couldn't do anything about it. I feel that they are in a very
stuck
spot.
Oh, yeah, because they're under a contract.
That's right. And they're also under, a certain,
they
can't.
They could be fined if they
yes,
violate
they
that contract. You see the way the government gives
yeah.
you money and they
yeah.
do a million things to get it back?
Oh, yeah. I agree with that 100% because they just, it's like it gets so... upsetting to me when I see it, though. Like, it's like they're letting the disabled and
it's
themselves
how they
down. Yeah. Yep. I've seen it. Yeah, it's terrible, honestly.
It's like a damn. It's like the damn question on one of those forms when you recertify. If they're giving you nutritional help. You know, do you or anyone in your family? Members have a pending settlement, you know?
Look at that.
It's none
yeah.
of their damn business.
That's right.
Somebody suffers. Or somebody's been dealt negligence, and they get a little bit of money. The
they
government is standing by, and they want
to gobble
it
up. Yeah, they want to gobble it up.
Can you imagine that?
I know
that's
that.
That's a damn shame,
it.
Man.
I experienced it, Frank. I know all
that's
about
a shame.
It is horrible. My husband and I were living, when we first got married, in an apartment. We were alone. We were enjoying us. Now we had to consolidate and go with his family, his mom and everything, and then live in an apartment that way because we could not do it any other way. You know?
How did you experience it from negligence?
Oh, negligence? Oh, God. Anytime
yeah.
I went into a nursing home, it was more about hygiene, big time about hygiene, and them not doing anything about your hygiene and helping you out. And then they
yeah,
wanted
no, no,
to give
no, no,
you...
No, 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 but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how did you experience the government taking your money that you received from through negligence?
No, I had a lawsuit that was for my, not my bladder stimulator, the other one, the mesh. And the bankruptcy judge, is, you know, giving out the money like it was his money. But he, basically, because you claimed bankruptcy, I couldn't have the money that was from the court. It was through a car accident that happened to me. A person hit me from behind.
Well, that's a stupid law.
Isn't it?
One thing should have nothing to do with the other.
Yes, that's true. Very stupid law. Somebody almost totaled my car and I almost got really sick. You know, there, I just thank God that I didn't lose movement, more movement than I had. And then they had to decipher which was there from before you had the car accident and which wasn't there. Does it matter? I'm telling you, I'm in pain. Take care of it, you know? People are screaming.
All right, inside open mic. 213-816-1650, and let's run the Able News ad.
Okay, here comes.
Live.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two managers, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, in a sight and by way of public service announcement, Suffolk County District Attorney, in connection with the death of Milton, we need people to call over there and demand more severe punishment for all those associated with the death of Milton. Here's the DA's name, Spencer Mendez. The number is 631-853-4104. 853-4104, District Attorney Mendez, and help us get what's coming to these people.
That's right.
For taking Milton's life.
All
right, inside, open mic.
Are, one second, Frank.
What?
It's, one second, if I can just make this little bit of an announcement. The thing that bothers me with Milton's death, whenever I used to need to keep my dog in the car, I couldn't do it because I was like, oh, well, what happens if the car rolls back, the dog goes on any of the instruments in the car? How are you going to stop it? How are you going to make sure that the dog and the car are both in good condition? That it bothered me, you know. So if you have a dog, always bring it out of the car. If you have to wait outside of an establishment, always go with another person so they could hold the dog outside and walk them and not have the risk of having a dog overheated like that. That just bothers me. Oh, it does.
Well, yeah. People who did this, they didn't care about that.
No, they don't.
A bunch of evil bastards.
Oh, yeah. This is an innocent dog. Any dog is innocent, you know, in a sense, because they only have certain language skills, as you know, barking and stuff like that. Their movements, they watch other movements of other dogs and stuff like that. But you know, the most importantly thing, you go back to the dog and say you were to give it a hug, it start licking you again, because it doesn't know that it shouldn't be giving unconditional love. It knows only that unconditional love. I mean, if you're the master and they're actually having to follow you, that's what you should be, you know, happy and grateful that you have a dog that's beautiful like that. I don't know.
All right. Is Louie on the line?
No, I'm looking. Let me try refreshing the screen. No, not yet.
213-816-1650, open mic. And let's get a... the latest number of listens.
Oh, okay. Hang on. I looked at it earlier, but I want to do it right while we're on the show. It'd be nice. Okay. 117,039.
All right. 117,039. Mm-hmm. And we thank everybody for listening, but I want to...
Yes, we do.
I want to get redundant because... I believe it's worth it, you know. We need people to do more than listen. Now,
mm-hmm.
keep in mind, that we're doing this show to help everyone, all right?
Oh, yeah.
To help your youngsters who will be facing a nursing home, to help your parents, to help those in, to help those who are on the brink of nursing homes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not just for a handful of people here who are disabled. It's a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot more than that.
Yep.
And unless people get on the bandwagon, so to speak, and start doing something
about the whole situation,
those nursing homes are always going to be there.
That's right. And you might have the, you know, honor of being, I don't call it an honor, but I'm being very facetious at this point. I want people to be aware that I'm joking when I say honor. But that's the only way I could tell. You have the honor of going into a nursing home because you've been injured or you've been, whatever the case may be, you've been sick, okay? You have the, you know, the likelihood of going into a nursing home.
I mean, look at all the years and the energy that has
mm-hmm.
been to me wasted trying to
mm-hmm.
stop these nursing homes, and they're still there more
yeah.
than ever.
Oh yeah, I think they doubled or tripled.
And worse.
And
worse.
Yeah.
Because look what happened during this so-called virus.
Oh yeah.
The people who died and the politicians wouldn't help them get out and get into an apartment where they would have been safer.
Of course they would have been safer.
So we
That's
need people to stand up. You don't want to go to a nursing home? Do something about it. Because nobody's
mm-hmm.
going to do it for you. I'll tell you right
no,
now.
No, they aren't. Believe me, when I stood up for my aunt, I really meant it. I said to them, listen, you are going to put her in a regular acute facility. But we can't do it. Yes, you can, very easily. You know, she went after the car accident, and the car accident made her a little bit more vulnerable, you know, to the nursing homes. And she had to, you know, she put her foot down also. I don't want to be in a nursing home, she said. When people say something like that, honor what they say. Don't just do it to them. That's terrible.
Oh, we're gonna fix the petition. We're going to come out with a new
yeah.
brochure. And a big part of that will be on nursing homes. You know, we need people to spread the word.
Oh,
we need
yeah.
people to volunteer to help us get
yep.
names on the petition. We need people to go out and help us raise money.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
To get rid of these damn nursing homes. There's a lot of stuff that has to be done.
Oh, yeah. I see it.
So do it for inner sight. Do it for yourself. Do it for the
yourself.
Person that you care about.
That too.
Who is eventually going to wind up in a nursing home.
That's correct. Unfortunately.
Because you can't help them. You don't have the resources.
That's right. That's true.
And there's no agency you can go to that will help.
To get
them.
It. Or get the resources. It's terrible. It's sitting in the government's banking system, and you're not able to get any of it. It's so frustrating. So
you know, they'll give
so
you the excuse of criteria.
Yes. They'll give you every excuse in the book if they had to.
And in certain circumstances, even if the person meets the criteria, they won't help.
That's true. That's very true.
So you want inner sight to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people want that because otherwise we wouldn't have 117,000 plus listeners.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah.
You know,
and growing.
I learned that when I started looking at the numbers and saying, wow, look at all these people. Where'd they come from? You know, it's really, you know, an honor to be part of this whole process. I knew that I would want to be, and it's great. It really is. It's really
all right,
great.
Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And I heard a a stupid thing tonight on the news. This guy, what's his name, Musk?
Yeah, Elon Musk.
They said that he's trying to start trouble between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Oh,
well,
God.
This guy's got all this money. You know, he's probably got nothing
he's
to
got,
do. He sits around
that?
All day and he thinks these things up.
Yes, he does. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
I've looked up some of the stuff that he fights on, and some of the things that he suggests is really out there, Frank. It's even worse than us. You know, I sit there, at least we have one goal in mind, to help people, you know, and help them out and do things for people who can't do for themselves.
I don't
know
what
he... I feel so proud.
I don't know what he recommends. You got any examples?
Nah, just like, for example, an electronic device, you know, and that electronic device is soon to be put out on the market and stuff like that. He's supposed to, you know, say, okay, I have tested whatever this device, and I'm entitled to my own opinion, and he gives the opinion. That's fine.
Well,
but when you do
electric cars.
Yeah, he is, and the rockets now. I mean, he loves rockets. I cannot imagine.
Yeah, he's like a kid having fun with toys.
Yeah, it is his toys, for sure. Yes.
It's really
Somebody said something. A woman said something about that, and he said something back to her, and she blocked him from there on. I started to laugh when that happened. Certain people just make you laugh when they do terrible things or just don't know. You know, he makes me feel like I don't know, which is horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all of a sudden you don't hear from Mr.
What?
Trump much anymore.
Oh, they're preventing him. Believe me,
He was going to run. Now he lost a lot of his
constituency
supporters.
Yeah, well, it goes to say that you really shouldn't be, you know, chopping down, you know, your way back to politics. You shouldn't be doing that.
You know, these people, they overstep their bounds.
Oh, he overstepped it for sure.
And then they try to make it good, and people catch on, say, hey, this guy's a nut.
He is a nut job, yes.
You know, certain things he believed in which were good, but then it's like he ruined
it. He stepped it. Yeah, he did.
He ruined it. If you got some good ideas,
just
you don't
them,
ruin
do
them.
Them. No, you don't.
You know?
I like to say, believe it or not, I really like the idea of having a very tall boundary to our, you know, I really do. Because you need to have that from immigrants just coming in. And when my parents, you know, not my parents, my father only, he had to get his naturalization. But it was like people were still trying to, you know, steal that whole proud feeling of I am now American. You know, and people should be proud of that. People still come here because they want to, you know, celebrate, you know, capitalism or whatever you want to call it. But they come here no matter what. And they come with, you know.
Point is, you got to make sure you take care of this country first.
Of course. Your domestic comes first before anything else, you know.
So I think Mr. Trump overstepped his bounds, and
also when people were begging him to, you know, release some of the data, you know, about COVID and begging him for it, he didn't release it. He had all the information with him, and I don't know the
well,
why
I don't
he
know
didn't
about
release
that.
It.
Yeah, that guy,
what
Fossey with him, didn't he?
A Fossey? I don't know.
yeah,
he did. Yeah. And he'd
the
blame
same
the
stupid
poor
guy that's saying that the pandemic is still on.
Yeah.
Same thing.
You have a certain number of people that it has to be, people have to be sick. And when you determine that they're, quote, sick, okay, then what do you do for them? Well, you can't really do anything for them when they're sick. You just have to say, okay.
Well, that's not true. You can do a lot, but they won't do it.
That's true.
They're not doing
it.
You can do a hell of a lot.
That. Oh, yeah.
For people when
people,
they're sick.
When they're in China,
the medical profession only knows one way. Stick another drug in them.
That's true. Instead of like
that didn't help. Obviously, if the pandemic is still on, then how the hell did all this stuff help?
Oh yeah, it didn't. It's like you know when you go and you have all these things that you try on people, and then all of a sudden one of them clicked in, but you don't know which one. How do you? I just don't understand how when you get it with these quick vaccinations, I don't understand how they work. They don't. My eyes, they really don't.
If you have people on multiple drugs and they're suffering from multiple types of side effects, it's virtually impossible to tell the difference. Is this the side effect or is this the condition of the person? That's one thing that's going on.
Yes, very much so. I know. I experience it every day. I do.
You've got to get off the point, get the poison out of your body as much as possible. Then you get examined.
Oh,
then you could tell more. That's
and a lot came out with me. I had no clue I had, what is that, the disorder where you have it in your joints. I can't remember the name of it, but I have it. Oh, I remember now, degenerative joint disease. That whole big, you know, sentence that I just said, is only arthritis, and it's osteoarthritis. But it hurts no matter what. I wake up, I have to move my fingers.
That comes from drugs,
ankles.
Too.
That could very well be,
Sure.
Yeah.
Different drugs.
Could
be. Cause that.
Yeah.
And lack of different minerals and
nutrients.
Vitamins
and
herbs.
That's right. That's very true.
They
right
cause
there.
That.
I'm poorly, I can't metabolize vitamin D that well. And then I started taking 50,000 units of vitamin D because I, you know, the doctor told me we have to bring it up quick because if we don't, you'll get very sick. I said, if you know, in the back of my mind, I said, if you know this, then why are we taking our time in the first place, you know? That's what happened first. I couldn't. Tolerate the
they don't make any sense. There's more to that than what you just said that they're not looking at.
Oh, yeah. I needed that so I wouldn't get broken bones.
Anyway, we'll
have
be with you tomorrow
bone.
Night.
Yes, we will.
On the Nursing Home Show, I want to thank all our listeners, our friends. If you're out there and you believe what InnerSight is doing, go to our website, InnerSight.info, and click on the PayPal, make a donation, and help us continue to keep the show and advocating and the fight to turn nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yes, definitely, please.
We're determined to do it. All right, thank you. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Inner Sight.
Good night.